Were you a musician as a child? How far back does your musical experience go?
I didn't start playing an instrument until I went to college. It's interesting because I didn't play music at all in Kenosha, which is where I'm from, but I was always an athlete, and so I played a lot of sports, and I went to college to wrestle as well, and I wrestled through college. So everybody back home thinks of me as an athlete, and when I come home and I have shows at home every now and again, it's kind of a novelty, kind of this strange thing, and I think people are just starting to understand 10 years after I left that, oh my gosh, you know, he's doing this different thing, and it's good, and it's interesting, and it's cool, and but it's completely opposite of the angry, aggressive, athletic person that I was when I was in Kenosha.
Angry, aggressive. That doesn't sound like priest material either. How does this all fit together?
Yeah, that was not in the cards when I was in Kenosha either. I had a good childhood, but I also had some anger issues, and, you know, my parents were divorced, and there were some bad things as well. In general, I'm fairly aggressive as a person, and so when I was in my early teens, it all kind of pulled together at the same time. It did not make for pretty pictures. So, yeah, you know, I used to fight all the time and all that kind of good stuff. And then I was a gymnast at the time, and I transitioned over to wrestling, and that seemed like a better outlet for my aggression, beating people up. You know, but I think a combination of that kind of physical outlet and then picking up the guitar when I was 18 for kind of my emotional, spiritual outlet, I think those kind of things calm me down and help me process through whatever it was at the time that was making me angry.
When you started up with your guitar, did you start composing songs right away, or was that an eventual thing? You became a singer-songwriter?
You know, it kind of was almost immediate. I can remember writing songs and recording songs when I was a freshman in college, so I had picked up the guitar only a couple of months before then. So, yeah, I think it was pretty immediate. Now, I don't want to say that these songs were any good because they were horrid. You know, after, I don't know, 5 or 6 years of writing songs, they stopped being the worst songs you ever heard in your life.
Well, I think people would like to hear some of the songs. Let's start out your Song of the Soul, Tom. Where would you like to go?
Well, let's start with Rise. This is an interesting song, just because of topically what we're talking about. This song for me is about kind of integration of life, the integration of your past, the integration of things you used to do, kind of reinventing yourself and reintegrating yourself. And since we're on the topic, why don't we play Rise?
Today your face, it slips away, but in a dream I'll find everything worth wondering, truth to fuel this life. And now it's time to say goodbye and to leave our skins behind. Let the dust drain the sun and rise.